This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Welcome to the second half of the Jim Brown, Leo Honeycutt, Rhonda Gray Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Jim Brown, here with Leo and with Rhonda. All their websites' information is on our website, RadioCommonSense.com. Well, we've talked about a very serious first hour with the whole gun control issue. Want to lighten it up a bit and talk about, well, this may not be any other way to lighten it up. We're not going to lighten up on diet. A lot of us need to lighten up. There's 45 million Americans who are planning to go on a diet this year. And it's a question of how they do it and how successful there is. We've got Sonia Barakoff on the line with us right now. She's the author of a new book that's out on the whole diet, everything about losing weight, what you can do to lose weight. And her book is called Eat What You Want, Stop What You Want, A No-Diet Weight Loss Program. It's on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. Hey, Sonia, welcome to the Common Sense Show today.
I'm glad to be here. It's wonderful.
Ron has been fascinated by your thoughts of eating chocolate and vanilla.
She's not the only one.
Everybody is.
And pizza. I have had any number of people say, look, I want to tune in for that segment. So you've got a big listenership out there all over the country wanting to know. So for lunch today, they can drop their diet. They can eat all the pizza they want and all the chocolate ice cream they want. Is that what you're telling us?
That's what I'm saying. But yes, you can, because I used to diet. I used to take off the weight. I used to do what they said, and then I'd always fail and put the weight back on, and I was terrified of food, what I couldn't eat, what I could eat. And what happened was I taught really challenged kids in East New York, Brooklyn, and over two decades ago, I looked out at them, and I said, hey, Sora, how come these kids who walk, talk, and do all those other things listen to you, but food has no animate qualities? It doesn't walk, it doesn't talk, and yet you can't stop thinking it, and you can't stop eating it. And so I had an idea that day, and that's what the system I developed is about.
Sora, this is Rhonda Gray. We can't wait to read your book. And
oh my God, I'm so excited! Well,
and I'm seeing all these little excerpts from it about the chair that you sit in and how your kitchen is designed and the utensils and all you use. But I want you to tell us, when we finish talking to you, what's the first thing we should do to get on your program and start losing weight?
Well, you certainly don't beat around the bush. So here's the thing. It's a no-diet weight loss system that lets you catch those extra food thoughts before you start getting engulfed by them. And the way you do that is there are two techniques that are taught in this system. The first is the green and the second is the red. So what I'm going to now teach you in a teaching moment is the green technique, and you can take that away and use it all the time. So what's your favorite food, Rhonda?
My favorite food right now is cauliflower.
Oh, what?
No. Oh,
it is. I'm obsessed with cauliflower.
Let's say chocolate ice cream on pizza.
We'll start with chocolate.
It's cauliflower.
Like, I am obsessed with cauliflower at this time. But let's say chocolate, because that'll appeal to a lot more people than cauliflower.
Okay. So what's your favorite chocolate then? Can you be more specific? Like, if I could wave a magic wand and you could live in a land with your favorite chocolate bar, what would that favorite chocolate bar be?
Well, Hershey's Kisses, right?
Milk chocolate,
Hershey's.
So like a Hershey's bar, right?
Sure.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to pretend that Hershey bar is in front of you. And then before you have it, I want you to ask yourself two questions, and I want you to ask yourself, how much is enough and how much is too much? So why don't you do that now quietly, and when you decided on those two amounts, I want you to let me know.
Well, on a Hershey bar, I think enough is probably the way it's scored for you, and you break it off, and you can eat one little piece of it.
I always say five Hershey bars in one sitting is good for me.
Too much. Too
oh my
much
gosh.
Is probably
well,
the whole bar.
Let's concentrate on Rona. Is it Rona?
Rona, right.
Rona. Let's concentrate on Rona first, right?
Yeah. Sorry, okay. It's Rona, and you see what I put
Rona,
up with here.
Crowd,
that's okay. Yes, I think Hershey's are scored, and you can break off a piece, and
okay,
the whole
so
bar is probably question, more than you need.
But you haven't really answered my question.
Uh-oh.
So this is like how many squares are enough?
Two.
Okay. So what I want you to do now is I want you to pretend to separate the two that you decided were enough from the other 10 or 12, and I want you to pretend to push them aside. I want you to do that now.
Okay, I've done that.
Okay, so in front of you, you have two squares.
I'm sad now. You've made me very sad, but I've done that.
Okay. I want you to now, so the amount that you have in front of you, the two squares, is the amount that you decided was enough. The amount that you pushed away, that was the amount that you decided was too much, called your marker. Now I want you to pretend to eat those two squares that you decided was enough. So take a pretend second and pretend to eat those two squares.
Well, I already went and grabbed one of the squares.
Okay.
Oh, my
God. One square left.
No. Okay. I've done that.
Okay. So now I will tell you that based on the green technique, you just ate and stopped. So why did you eat and stop? Because you decided, Rana, how much is enough. And you decided that by pushing aside your marker, which is the amount that's too much. And so in this program, you just ate and stopped. There was no deprivation. I didn't twist your arm and say you could only have two pieces. But you decided what would satisfy you at the moment, okay? Now, you may say, hey, Sora, but I want more, you know. I want more. So I'm going to say to you, Rana, take some more from the marker, the amount that you originally decided was too much. But still leave a new marker. When you eat by setting aside a marker and you know you gave yourself enough and you can see your marker, that means you ate and stopped. And I promise you that if you consistently use the marker technique, that you're going to think less about food and you're going to eat less and your weight's going to come off.
That's very interesting.
And that's basically the idea that I know. I have some friends here, couples, and what they do, they just try to order the same thing and split their portions, or whatever the portion is, take half of it home and only eat the, you know, half of it. I mean, we tend to, if it's on our plate, we tend to go ahead and eat it. Your marker idea kind of puts it off to the side. So what you're saying is you've got to discipline yourself and find ways to set certain standards so you don't gouge yourself. That's what you're saying, isn't it, Sonia?
Okay. Well, no, I mean, I'm saying that, but I'm really not saying that. First of all, I'm single, so I don't have anyone to share my plate with. So I couldn't depend on that methodology. Number two, I wonder when those couples split the plate, if they say how much is enough. You see, the whole thing about dieting is the deprivation. They decide how much you're going to have. They decide what you're going to eat and when you're going to eat it. I say, who are they? You need to have enough of the food you want. The reason people overeat is because, by definition, in my book, nothing is enough. And when nothing is enough, of course you're going to want more and more and more and more. But by deciding how much is enough and seeing it by first setting aside your marker even before you eat, that means that you've had enough and you learn that you don't have to go hungry, that you can indeed have enough of the food you really want, not the food on the diet, and stop yourself.
Interesting. That's interesting. And tell us a little bit about your utensils, your utensils and dishes.
Oh, yes.
And napkins. That's very interesting, too. What should we be looking for there?
Yes, that's very important to me. So what I've come to realize is that there's high anxiety around food. And so what I chose to do is I use the same plate, the same utensils, the same color napkin when I'm home. I sit in the same chair, and that really has me my focus on using my marker, being observant of what I eat, I'm slowing down my chewing. It just lets me commune with the food without having to deal with, you know, the pretty plate, the lovely napkins, the new utensils. Keeping things the same keeps your focus on hand-to-mouth chewing, and that's very important.
no doubt about it. Sonia, we are out of time, and we've got so many more questions. We want to have you back here in a couple of weeks. It's a fascinating subject. Eat what you want. Stop what you want. A no-diet weight loss program. Sonia Vericroft is our guest. You can find out all about her book on our website at radiocommonsense.com. Hey, Sonia, have a great weekend.
Thank you so
We're going to get you back here real soon. We got a lot more questions. We'll follow back up with you, okay?
Oh, my God. Awesome. Have a great day.
Thank
all right,
you.
Take care.
Bye, Rhonda.
So,
bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Yeah, so you've got to learn, you know, set your tone and eat only what you want. You're going to lose all kinds of weight. Hey, Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. We'll be right back.
Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
I'm here with Leo Honeycutt and Rhonda Gray. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. We were talking about a case that's getting a lot of national attention where a Catholic priest took a confession, well, heard a young lady who came to the confessional and also came to his office, said that she was being abused by another member of the church. And he took no action. Apparently, he said, well, you just need to get over it, move on. And there's some uncertainty about what was said. I guess the point I'm saying is, though, that the case has gone to court on the state court level. The courts have determined that the confessional is sacrosanct, that anything said to the priest he cannot reveal, even though there's the abuse going on, and this case may work itself all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Leo and Rhonda, what do you think about that? I'm very uncomfortable thinking that a young lady goes to anyone, a lawyer, a priest, a doctor, anyone, saying I'm being abused, and at least she's not being given direction to deal with that problem and is continuing to be abused. I'm not Catholic, but I know how basic the confessional privacy is. But you just can't let an abuse go on. I just have a hard time dealing with that. What do you guys think about that?
It bothers me, too, because we have so many people who are mandatory reporters, and they're in a position, they're the people that have been determined to be in a position that if a child comes to them and tells them something that they're required by law to tell someone. You have some states where everyone over the age of 18 is considered by law a mandatory reporter, such as Texas. This is unique in that the confessional in the Catholic Church, when they go to court on this case, that Catholic priest cannot even acknowledge that he heard her confessional. She, of course, says this wasn't confessional, that she went to him for advice.
She wasn't confessing anything.
She had nothing to confess.
Right.
And but the lower courts have seemed to go along with the fact that it falls under the confessional. So as that, if you accept that, then you have to accept that this priest would be instantly excommunicated from the Catholic Church if he says one word, even to defend himself in court, if he says one word about what happened in so-called confession, if in fact you accept it was. So I guess then we have to go to the Catholic Church and say, you've got to protect children. How can you protect children if you're holding your priest to this standard? And that's where I think it should go.
Well, but I understand the priest can't reveal anything. But you would think he could counsel the young lady, look, is it a violation of the confessional for him to tell her, look, what's happening is wrong, you need to go report it to your parents, to law enforcement, to a good friend, you need to take some action, not let this continue. Is that a violation when he's counseling her? I mean, the
right.
Priest still just says, you know, take so many Hail Marys and he advises how to overcome the sin that's confessed. You would think that the priest.
Well, first of all, wait a minute. Wait, priests and attorneys, everybody else, and reporters are all bound by the law. I mean, yeah, you have to protect. There has to be certain protections, I guess, if there is a priest parishioner privilege, just like there's an attorney client privilege. And in the journalism world that we're in, we can protect sources, because without that kind of protection, nobody would confess, nobody would admit, nobody would help in a story.
But that's not the question I was raising. Can the priest give advice?
Yes.
She should take some. I'm advising you, young lady.
Well, in this case you're talking about, didn't he say?
In this case that we're talking about, of course, again, he can't say a word because he's declared that this happened in confession. So we don't have his side of the story.
He doesn't defend himself.
He can't defend himself, no. Or he's excommunicated.
I understand that.
But she says
that he did not advise her to go to law enforcement, that he advised her to move past it. And so we only have her side of it in this case to accept. But, yes, certainly, I think that's another whole issue, Jim. He should have advised her to go to the proper authorities, but I don't know the...
And what Leo, and I agree with what Leo says, there is that basic right. I know when I was a young lawyer working down here in our home state of Louisiana, up in a little town, you didn't have public defenders back then. The judge just arbitrarily appointed the youngest lawyer in the room to represent someone. I got appointed to represent someone who was accused of murder in a very high-profile case in Louisiana involving right to work and some very volatile issues. And my client went ahead and told me, "Hell yeah, I did it, and here's the other five guys that did it." But I had the attorney-client privilege. Now, what I wonder the response would be is, "And by the way, next Saturday night I'm going to go out and shoot three more guys." What do you do then? When I know a crime is about to take place, I understand the past crimes, I'm representing him, and I could. But what if he'd have told me, "Yeah, I'm going out and going to blow up the school or whatever it be"? And then the client privilege is supposed to let me not say something about that. Look, I'm a lawyer speaking here. I'm supposed to understand all this, but I couldn't stand by and see a violent crime take place by my client, knowing full well someone is going to be injured or lose their life or something like that. So it's a murky area, and I see what Leo was saying, but it's a murky area. Is this no, how do you draw the line to something like that?
I don't think there is a line to be drawn. I think it's so gray that it's up for interpretation, which is why we're talking about it now, and it's going to be in the court system.
I'm not Catholic either, but I could see that the Catholic Church is going to find itself in a position of having someone sign, or acknowledging that they're in, whether or not they're there for confessional purposes, because that's what's protected.
So you got to sign an affidavit. Yes, this is for confessional. No, I'm just here for advice.
Right. I'm sorry, I can't sign this.
What's the world coming to? What's the world coming to?
I really have been waiting for the day when priests, because they've been under fire for so long now, I've been waiting for the day when they actually put cameras in there and don't tell people, and they actually record everybody who says anything about anything. Then when they come back and charge later that it was a confessional as opposed to not, they go, "Really? Well, we can find the videotape right here."
Somehow or other, we got along for thousands of years involving issues like this, and we had murder. There's been more people killed in the last 80, 90 years than there has in the whole history of the world in the U.S. and in the entire country, really the entire world. And so we're living in an uneven, very difficult time where often it's hard to draw the lines in the dirt. So,
to me, protecting children, it should be an absolute.
No question.
And if the Catholic Church would have to come to, when a child tells you that it's the priest's obligation to end the confession and say, "Okay, we're no longer in confession. Now I'm going to talk to you separately about this." They should do whatever it takes. Those children are having a hard enough time going and telling it to anybody. It should not go into a black hole.
We'll try to get a Catholic priest on the show here in the next week or two.
Good luck.
I talked about this very issue. Well, we'll try. We're about to take a break. Rhonda Gray, you're going to leave us. You're going down to see The Color Purple, aren't you?
Yes,
the musical.
Broadway show, right.
Broadway show.
Looking forward to it.
So we're going to let you slip away.
Hope y'all behave yourselves.
Well, Honeycutt and I will continue. We've got another guest coming up right now, right after this break, who's going to talk to us about losing weight while eating more. No, that's eating more pizza and chocolate.
What, Jim?
Fasting helps you keep away the flu.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right.
So we'll come back and talk some more. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. Ron, enjoy the Broadway show. Leo, you and I will freshen up your coffee, and we'll come right back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the
the recipe.
Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we talked that last segment about how you could keep your weight down. And now I want to talk a little bit about a different approach where the flu bug has been so prevalent here recently. And so many people have fought the flu. And there's some thinking that perhaps by fasting, you can keep from getting the flu. Jose De La Torre is here with me right now. He specializes in acupuncture, alternative medicines, and a whole variety of approaches to medicine to where things you do to your body can make you feel a lot better, and one of them would be fasting. I want to talk to you about this. Hey, Jose, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. And, Jose, would you elaborate a little bit like that about, you know, the flu has been so prevalent this year, and we're talking about taking the flu shots and everything like that. Give a little thought about what fasting can do for an individual, both for protecting them against the flu and maybe just to make them feel a little better. Give us your thoughts on that.
Absolutely. So there's different kinds of fasting. and you could fast for long periods of time. Or there's also short-term fasting, which is called intermittent fasting. And there's lots of benefits from intermittent fasting. So
Talk about that, Jose, though. What do you mean by intermittent fasting? What do you mean by that?
Instead of fasting, say, for a week or a month at a time, it's short periods of time, so maybe 2-3 days at a time, or maybe even like 1 day or a few hours out of every day. So if you skip a meal, then that could be considered intermittent fasting.
Right, and I know that during the Lenten season we're in right now, that Catholics, Episcopals, a number of Christian faiths feel like fasting is making a sacrifice, and they eat one significant meal a day and just kind of liquid or something shorter. They do that as part of the Lenten season, and you're saying that that can give you good health results too then. How about when you talk about fasting can keep you from getting the flu? What's been your thoughts on that, or what's been your experience with that?
Well, there's been studies done by the University of Southern California in the last several years, and they found that when you fast, what happens is your body starts to get rid of the old white blood and any cells that are damaged. It starts getting rid of the excess nutrients and accumulated waste and toxins in your body. And then when you start to eat again, it actually begins to heal and repair itself by regenerating new white blood cells from the stem cells. So if you think about it in sort of like computer terms, it's kind of like giving yourself an upgrade. You're regenerating your whole immune system from scratch.
I understand, but how do you deal with the hunger, though? You know, I mean, some of a certain times a day, I drink kind of a smoothie in the morning, and if I would skip lunch, sometimes I'll try to work out over the noon hour, and by 2 o'clock, boy, I'm really hungry. I really want something in my stomach. How do you deal with hunger desires and still be able to carry on the fast?
Well, part of it is mental. So you think, oh, no, if I don't eat something, then I'm going to die, but the reality is, you're not going to die if you skip a meal or two. And you know, it's actually beneficial for you. So there's a couple of different models that are suggested for doing these intermittent fasts. For example, you can... I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Tell me those models. I'm interested. Our listeners are interested.
I think the most prevalent one is called the lean gains model. So what you do is you fast for about a 16-hour period, and then in the 8-hour period, then you can eat your regular meals. You can have 2 or 3 meals. So you're not starving yourself. And that's what I do as well. During the week, then I'll skip breakfast, and then I'll have lunch around noon and have a normal dinner, and then won't eat anything until the next day for lunch.
I understand. And I found that, too, like I say, I'll plan something for the noon hour. Well, what I've done is I'll eat breakfast a little later. I drink a smoothie maybe around 9:30 or 10 o'clock. I may have been up for a few hours. I'll take some liquid in. So then I'm not hungry at lunch because I ate that late breakfast and try to get it down to 2 meals, maybe a little snack in the afternoon. But I think you've made the point quite there, Jose, though it's discipline. I mean, you just got to say, hey, I want to do this. And we're all going to maybe cheat a little bit from time to time on the diet. But if you just set that discipline, that's going to make all the difference, isn't it?
Absolutely.
What do you eat? Give us some examples of things you like to eat. Do you limit what you eat? Do you eat meat, for example? Are you heavy on vegetables? What do you emphasize and what do you kind of stay away from?
Yes, I do eat meat, especially in the lean gains model. They do recommend you eat a lot of proteins and a lot of vegetables as well. For my lunches at work, I eat a lot of fruits. So I'll take some fruits and some vegetable juice, and then for dinner I'll have a good-sized portion of meat and some vegetables, maybe some carbs on the side.
I understand. I guess you stay away from sugar, though, don't you? Desserts and that kind of thing?
I try to. For example, this week was my daughter's birthday, so I had to have some cake to celebrate.
No.
Once in a while, I think it's okay.
I've got a tiramisu cake in my refrigerator right now. for a birthday party later on, I think, for a six-year-old. And I saw it this morning and says, oh, Lord, help me keep my stay away from that. Don't tempt me. Keep it away from me, but it's tough to do. So
get thee behind me, tiramisu.
That's right. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Hey, Jose, this is Leo Honeycutt. I wanted to ask you real quick, what's the longest you've gone fasting?
The longest period I've gone is about 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not used to fasting, I wouldn't recommend going more than 3 or 4 days.
Right, but, right. So you drink a lot of water? That's it?
Yes, drink lots of water, maybe some tea, some juice. You can have some liquids, but during the fast, you don't want to eat solids.
And the theory is you're keeping toxins, you're basically by fasting, you're eliminating toxins and getting toxins out of your body to put you on a more healthy straight when you go back to eating your regular source. That's the whole key to fasting. Is that correct?
That's part of it. And also, you know, it's kind of ironic. The more we eat, the more energy our bodies take to process that food.
Right.
And so when we fast, we're actually redirecting that energy, and our body can use that energy to repair itself. So not only are we getting rid of toxins, but we're also building up new healthier cells. And while we're burning fat, we're also building up muscle. So people who fast actually end up getting more lean muscle mass and lower fat.
And that makes sense. I understand that. Jose, do you have a website if people want to get more information about you and your program? How can they contact you?
Yes, I do have a website. My personal website is jose-delatorre.com. That's jose-delatorre.com.
I've got it, and I'll put that up on our website at radiocommonsense.com right after the show, so any of our listeners who want to learn a little bit more about fasting and what you do can kind of make that tie and be able to find out more information. So, hey, Jose, thanks for spending some time with us. Hope you have a great weekend, the rest of your weekend. Hopefully we can talk again in the near future, okay?
Thanks for having me on.
All right, take care. Jose De La Torre. It says jose-delatorre.com. You can find that on our website at radiocommonsense.com. Leo, you start the fast this afternoon. What have you gleaned from that? You ready to start a 3-4 day fast?
Well, actually, I have fasted in the past. I do feel better when I do that because you sort of reset the whole body. But then again, I've read different blogs that say you got to be careful with fasting because your body, if you go too far, thinks that you're in a starvation mode, and now you start storing everything that you then turn around and eat.
Anything in moderation. Anything in moderation, right? So, hey, Jim Brown here in the Common Sense Show. We got one more segment with Leo Honeycutt. We're going to come back and talk about several things I think you'll find of interest, so I hope you'll stay with us. Again, our website's radiocommonsense.com. You can read about Leo on the site and just have some fun on some of the things we post up that way as we do every week. Here's what you do. Freshen up your coffee and come right back with us to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
I'm here with Leo Honeycutt. We're talking about what's going on in the news. Leo, this is big news. I mean, I'm hitting you with big news. Forget gun control. Forget all these other issues. A Russian curler, who's the curler you see that kind of pushes those...
No, I'm very well aware. We watch it.
He failed the doping test days after he got the medal.
I heard that.
Why do you take drugs if you're pushing, if you're curling? You're pushing this weight down the ice, and you got to take dope to you, what's the advantage you get out of that, Leo? What do you think the guy gets?
I'm having only guess here, but a lot of the people in that business tell me that the reason why a dope head becomes a dope head is because they always tell themselves the same thing. I'm smarter than everybody else on Earth, and I can handle it.
Well, I don't know what the deal is, but he's a curler. He's a curler, he probably sweeps in front of the ice. I never understood that whole sport. An Olympic sport? I never.
Well,
understood.
I studied it though. I watched in the trials, and the reason why they do that quick brush in front of the thing is, depending on how they brush the ice, they can direct it. They're not just making a way, clearing a way for the rock. They're actually trying to guide it a certain way so that it hits the opponent's stone or curl, whatever they call it, and knock it out of the circle.
Right. Well, and maybe picking up some speed. Now, I understand there's a method to it. I just don't really, you know, it's, I mean, I'm not big on sitting there watching glue dry, not paint dry. And I'm not big on seeing the curl go down the ice. But some people, it must be popular to some because it's an Olympic sport. I mean, yeah.
Well, it's become a big thing now because now people are on YouTube and they're curling like in front of cars and they're curling in front of their. There's that robo thing that you can set in your house and it always vacuums your floor. And so now you have people that are coming out and they're getting their brooms and sweeping in front of the vacuum cleaner.
Unbelievable, unbelievable. Love this story, too. The worst possible way in flu season, you're trying to protect yourself. Here's about the worst possible place to catch germs. Where is the airport? You go to the airport, the armrests on the chairs you sit in, loaded with germs. They've gone in and actually swabbed and taken an example of the germs. They're building up on those airport armrests tremendously. In the bathroom doorknobs, unbelievable amount of scum there. The headrests on the boarding gates, when you go on the boarding gates, the lavatory flush button, don't touch that with a 10-foot pole. Use your foot or toilet paper or something. But going into an airport, the worst place to get germs. Second place I read was the hospitals. Go to the hospital. You go to the hospital to get well. When you push that button on the elevator, loaded with germs. Loaded with germs. And so,
then how do you? You sit there and wait for somebody else to get on the elevator and push
your elbow,
the button?
Pop your elbow. Take your elbow and pop your elbow up there, right?
Don't you cringe every time somebody sneezes when you're on the airplane?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's like you don't want to breathe for about the next 3 minutes.
That's right. You want to hold your nose. That's when I want one of those masks I can wear to protect myself.
Right. Well, and I have a friend, a surgeon, as a matter of fact, and every time he travels to speak to a group, whatever, in the hotel room,
right,
he takes his own Lysol and he sprays the remote control. He says the remote control is where the germs are.
Well, because the housemaid comes in to clean the room. You know, he or she doesn't pick up the remote control. They should,
right?
But that's not really sprayed.
No.
And the buttons on the TV and a lot of the knobs in the room, the curtains. Mm-hmm. If you open close the curtains, the maid doesn't put a disinfectant on that. That's ignored. Well, look at the thousands of people with germs all over their hands pulling that cord. So you're right. But when you travel, I mean, you're so susceptible to germs in the hotel and the plane everywhere you go. And when you've got flu season that hit us as bad as it did,
right,
and then the change in the weather. You know, right now as we speak, we're down here in the deep south. It's going to be 80 degrees today, I believe. My daughter's up in Portland, Oregon. Heavy snowstorms up that way, going to be in the teens. And then on the east coast, it fluctuates from highs to lows. That plays into the whole scenario of getting yourself sick. So it's a difficult time, but boy, you got to watch the germs because they're everywhere.
Well, you do. We become more germophobic as time goes on, and I guess for good reason. But by the same token, you remember at the end of H.G. Wells' book about The War of the Worlds, and turned, you know, we've had three or four movies made out of it. But at the end of it, the premise is that when the Martians came down to try to destroy or take over Earth, that they were compromised because when they got here, they picked up all the germs that they had eradicated in their civilization, and it killed them because they didn't have any immunity to it.
Couldn't protect themselves. Shaking hands. I'm sitting in a nice restaurant yesterday, and the fella comes in who I knew, and nice guy, and he's been from his car opening up doors. He's shaking 8 or 10 other hands in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what he's got in his hand? Hey, buddy, you stuck that whole hand out to me. And I just very politely stuck my fist up, and he fist bumped me, and I kind of took the fist into the fist and kind of wiped it on my trousers. I don't want to shake the guy's hand. I'm sitting there, and I don't know what you like to eat. I like Lebanese food. I like Italian food. I like food that often you eat with your hands.
Yeah.
French bread.
Right.
I had some barbecue shrimp when I was down in New Orleans a couple of days ago. Well, you got to take your hands and do the peeling on that. So as a consequence, when you're eating your food and you're very hands-on, the last thing you want to do is pick up someone's germs that will go into your food, that will go into you, then you get yourself sick. So,
well, to put your mind at ease, now, when you do barbecue shrimp, which is one of my favorites, and I like a recipe on that, most of that barbecue is a very acidic base, so there's no way that germs can live in barbecue.
Well, but if I peel the shrimp and I've got on my hands the germs for someone whose hands I just shook,
yeah.
and I'm peeling that shrimp mm-hmm. and sticking it into my mouth, I don't know.
Well, then just load up on more lemons, and then when they bring the lemons out to the plate, just run your fingers across it.
No, I'm going to fist bump.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, no one really is offended in this day and age. You know, I find that everybody, first of all, my friends know me, they put out their hand to fist bump. Knowing I'm going to do it before I do. But even if there's someone I don't know, hey, I'm a fist bumper, how you doing? They do it, and we laugh about it and go about our business. But I'm not trying to be just overwhelmed and so defensive that you can't go ahead and leave a normal life. But then I don't get sick.
You remember several years ago, in fact, it was almost approaching the campaign when George H.W. Bush was running against Bill Clinton. And right up toward the end, he had to go make a... He went to the Far East. He went to Japan, and he collapsed at Japan. Remember that?
Right.
And it was because he was shaking hands with everybody, and in just exactly what you said, he contracted something, got a flu from somebody, and he collapsed on the stage, which was the worst possible place where it could have happened, and that led to his defeat.
The optics were terrible on that line.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to see... I make a big deal in this. Again, I don't want to be over. Our listeners say, guys, those guys on that show, they also respond. When I leave here today, I want to go by and pick up a New York Times and several newspapers at a local store. Albertsons is what we call them down here. It's a chain throughout the South. Well, I've made a big deal about this for a month or two, saying I'm not going to shop here anymore, and they put in these wipes. You pick up the wipe, and you can wipe off your hands and wipe
the
off
cart.
On the cart.
Mm-hmm.
And now most innies, even Sam's is doing that kind of thing. Costco's doing that kind of thing. So I applaud them for giving us those outs to kind of keep things clean and so that you don't pick up that kind of stuff. And that's just kind of common sense in my opinion.
And, Lord, we all eat out so much now. We all eat out. And it's just everywhere you go, you know, like you say. But at the end of it, though, one of the original antiseptics are something as simple as lemon. And if you get a high acid base there, it's going to kill the germs.
You're right. You're right. The other thing is I've seen more and more locations. In fact, I went to church here not too long ago, and they have small one-time user hand wipes in church because it's Lent, and there's people, you know how if you go to the Episcopal Church or the Catholic Church, you turn around and shake everybody's hand, the pew around you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people are reluctant to do that, so they're giving you hand wipes now where you can go by and wipe off your hands or use the lotion, which is nice. I carried some of that around with me. So.
You remember when airlines, when we used to fly first class, and they would come around with these steamed linens
and get
you to wipe your hands before they served the meal, a real china and crystal?
I'd wipe my face off.
Me too.
Wipe my face off with a wonderful.
Now you're lucky to get a bag of peanuts.
That's right. If you after an hour into the flight,
right,
and a watered down Coke, if you can even find that on the best airlines.
Yeah, they
cram you in like cattle. And I'm leaving tomorrow. By the way, I want to tell our listeners I'm going to Tampa, Florida. I'm a big New York Yankees fan. For you, coach on the East Coast. Now you folks living in, but we got a big Boston listenership.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see a game with the Boston and the Yankees tomorrow night in Yankee Stadium. But when I do so, I'm flying Southwest Airlines. I don't have an assigned seat. I'm going to be running there like cattle, I guess. The only way I can get there from here. So.
Well, I would refuse that seat on the wing because it gets really cold out there.
All right. Leo, thanks for being with me today. Leo's Honeycut is leohoneycut.net. You can find it on our website at radiocommonsense.com. Hey, thank you guys for listening to us. We'll be back same time, same station. I'll give you a full report about the Yankees and other baseball in the Tampa Bay area. Take care. We'll see you next week. Have a good week. Take care.
Adios.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun Contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun Contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in
this field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor, Michael King, today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.